Medrash Rabbah in Megillas Rus quotes a stunning comment that regarding Boaz, Aaron HaKohen, Reuven, and the Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah, that seemingly each one did something that they thought was very private, and yet it turned out to be that which was recorded in Tanakh, and therefore it's something that we're all well aware of. When Reuven saved Yosef HaTzadik, he thought that that is something that he was doing privately. When Boaz exercised those acts of chesed to Rus, he didn't realize that anyone was watching. And when Aaron HaKohen now sees Moshe Rabbeinu approaching, being told that he is going to be the Manag Yisrael, that Aaron HaKohen did not realize that all eyes were on him to see how he would respond. And the Midrash writes something unusual, that Ilu Haya Reuven Yodea, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Maktiv Alav, if only Reuven would have known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to record his reaction, he would have done so much more. And if Boaz would have known that it's going to be redacted in Kisvei HaKodesh, what he gives Rus, he would have given her well beyond. And if Aaron HaKohen would have known that the Torah is going to record his reaction, the Pasuk wouldn't simply have been Varach HaVesamach Belibo, but the reaction would have been more demonstrative, more overt. And you leave that medrash with somewhat of a discomfort. You know, if I were to ask you that why in life do you do the right thing, you know, the answer, of course, should be because it's the right thing to do. Not because the camera's rolling, because people are watching, because somehow it's going to be recorded for posterity and everyone is going to see what you do. Do what is right because it's fitting, it's appropriate. And somehow, how do you understand the medrash? Apparently, part of the answer simply is the following, that of course, you do the right thing because that's what's expected. But you know, every opportunity in life is really a teaching moment, that others can learn from that which you do. And sometimes when people are watching and you are teaching them how to, you have to be absolutely unambiguous. It has to be more obvious, more demonstrative, even that they typically would do. Aaron HaKohen had a certain simcha salev, and that was enough. A genuine excitement for Moshe Rabbeinu. But you know what? If there were others that were watching, he would have demonstrated that in a much, much more overt way. And perhaps that's part of the meaning of the Medrash, that it's not enough to do that which is right, but you have to let that be an example that can inspire others as well. There's a very fascinating Tshuvas HaRashba. You should take a look. Chelak Aleph, Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, where the Rashba discusses the virtue of announcing a pledge. That's the Tshuvas HaRashba. A person gives tzedakah, you know, but he does so bitzina. That's a virtue, no? A matana which is beseser. But the Rashbarites realize at times there's also a virtue of letting that be known, because after all, it will inspire others to go ahead and do so. And where do you see that this is true? The Rashba quotes that medrash in Megillas Rus. No? Ilu haya Reuven, Boaz, Aaron Yodea, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Machtiv Alav. That no, they would have acted somewhat differently, not right or wrong, but it would have been something that was more obvious, because what you do can absolutely inspire. And here I will tell you, as the Rashba writes, that's true when it comes to many aspects of tzedakah. The practice, legitimately, he writes, of having a campaign and announcing a pledge is in order to let others see, in order that they can follow. And as you know, that tomorrow is the charity campaign on behalf of scholarships for our yeshiva. And it's important that everyone participate in that. The number one, of course, that this is an opportunity of asiyas tzedakah v'chesed, but for those in-house, it goes way beyond simply tzedakah. It's simply basic hakaras hatov. The majority of you, of course, are beneficiaries of the generosity of others in terms of your being here. The tuition, we try to keep it as low as we can, but you know, it's significant, and it's with the help of others that provide for the scholarships. And this is a large source of the scholarship funds that we use to be able to welcome those who attend our broader program, those who are in the yeshiva, those who are in the college, but it requires significant fundraising as well. Touro College is very generous in terms of the scholarships that they give us, but it's not nearly enough to be able to allow us to give what you've received in your stay here. And therefore we ask you to actively participate, to be able to reach out to others, to family and friends, simply that we can afford others the graciousness and the generosity that you have received in being in the yeshiva. So if you could please do that personally on behalf of the entire yeshiva and college, it would be a great, great chesed that I would very, very much appreciate.